Trekatry is not here right now. She's busy mixing, and I'm going to do the intro. Yeah, because the Racing Ostriches are going to win tonight. And that's that. So I'm just going to leave Trekatry a little message for when she listens to the intro. And Autumn's going to help me. Well, you see, Trekatry, you can't talk all this smack on the forums and to me and IMs about your team winning without me getting some sort of payback. Because I have faith in my team. And this will rally them all up, because everybody loves the final countdown. But not only that, I'm going to go all 8 mile on you. I want to rap battle you, Trekatry. I want to rap battle you. And that's exactly what's going to happen. And you have no choice in the matter. Racing Ostriches! Mount up! Because it's going down tonight. In 3, 2, 1, check it out. What's up, Trekatry? What's up, fighting octopods? You want to fight us? You want to fight the ostriches? It's not going to happen. Check it out.
We're ostriches, and we're really fast. We will beat you, and then we will laugh. We're awesome, and we're super cool. And all you guys are a bunch of fools. So we will have to beat your asses tonight.
Now we're gonna play a little guessing game. Guess who's gonna win at the acted game? Fighting octopods? That's not it. If you doubt us, then you're an idiot. The time has come for us to school ya. In my crew, I got Sasuya. Trekatry, you were once a friend of me. I was Han Solo, you were my ugly pal Chewie. If good acting was a crime, Sonic Megat'd be in jail. You heard his impression of Christian Bale. Autumn and Adelaide both start with A. You know what else does? Your ass is kicked today. You wanna come at us with your critiques that are ill, like your Simon Cowell if he had no skills? Could somebody please explain to me why your critiques all sound like a retarded Randy? Cue piano now as we make your entrance. Here comes Dark Wolf and Rasmussen. Pole position, tricks up two. I got clear skies, Trekkie, what about you? Who's got Ducky? Oh right, it's us. We're pretty much gonna bust you up. Acting starts tonight, it's going down. Guess what, Trekkie?
Alright, that's enough.
I mean, I could go on, but really? The Fighting Octopods don't need a free show of amazingness performed by me, in addition to the free show of amazingness they're going to get from my team. Yeah. So, we had a contest who could do the best Christian Bale freaking out impersonation. We had a lot of entrances. It's like 6:30 in the morning. And it was really hard to choose one, but we did choose one. And the winner is Adelaide. Congratulations, Adelaide. I'm going to play that now. It's kind of language heavy, so get ready if it offends you.
Kick your fucking ass!
Christian.
I want you off the fucking set, you prick!
Christian, I'm sorry!
No, don't just be sorry. Think for one fucking second. What the fuck are you doing? Are you a professional or not?
Yes,
do I
am.
Fucking walk around and rip down...
Christian?
No, shut the fuck up, Bruce. Do I want... No. No, don't shut me up!
I'm not shutting you up.
Am I going to walk around and rip your fucking lights down in the middle of the scene? Then why the fuck are you walking right through out of that like this in the background? What the fuck is it with you? What the fuck don't you understand? You got any fucking idea about, hey, it's fucking distracting having someone walking up behind Bryce in the middle of the fucking scene? Give me a fucking answer. What don't you get about it?
I was looking at the light.
Oh, good for you. And how was it? I hope it was fucking good, because it's useless now, isn't it?
Okay.
Fuck's sake, man. You're an amateur. McG, you got fucking something to say to this prick.
I didn't see it happen.
Well, somebody should be fucking watching and keeping an eye on him.
I don't know.
It's the second time that he doesn't give a fuck about what is going on in front of the camera, all right? I'm trying to fucking do a scene here, and I am going, why the fuck is Shane walking in there? What is he doing there? Do you understand? My mind is not in the scene if you're doing that.
I absolutely apologize. I'm sorry. I didn't mean anything by it.
Stop the fucking set, man. For fuck's sake. All right, let's go again.
Let's just take a minute.
Let's not take a fucking minute. Let's go again and have you fucking walking in. Can I have Tom put this on,
Can I have Tom in wardrobe, please?
You're unbelievable. You're un. fucking believable. Number of times they're strolling and fucking around in the background. I never had a DP behave like this. You don't fucking understand what it's like working with actors. That's what that is.
No, that's...
That's what that is, man. I'm telling you. I'm not asking. I'm telling you. You wouldn't have done that otherwise.
No, what it is...
I'm going to fucking take your fucking ass if you don't shut up for a second, all right?
Christian, it's cool. It's cool.
I'm going to go. Do you want me to fucking go trash your lights? Do you want me to fucking trash your... Then why the fuck are you trashing my scene?
I'm not trashing your scene.
You are trashing my scene.
Christian, I was only...
You do it one more fucking time, and I ain't walking on this set if you're still hired. I'm fucking serious. You're a nice guy. You're a nice guy, but that don't fucking cut it when you're bullshitting and fucking around on this set.
All right, I know.
He doesn't fucking get it.
I got it. I know. I get it.
He does not get it.
I could have just been for real, honestly. I could have just walked
for
5 seconds.
No, I don't need any fucking walking. He needs to stop walking.
I get that.
I ain't the one walking. Let's get Tom put this back on and let's go again. Seriously, man. You and me, we're done professionally. Fucking ass.
All right. Adelaide, you get immunity tonight. We had some really good ones. We had a Scooby-Doo one that was swearing at Shaggy, which was really amusing. And we had a Batman one, and then we had some really good, like Sonic Megas was really good, and Pole Position did a really good one, and Sunshine McDuff. But we felt that Adelaide's was the best characterization of Christian Bale. We were very close to doing like 3 winners, but we decided that would not be fair. So anyway, we're starting with Racing Ostrich's team tonight. All of my scenes we're going to start with first. Lucky you guys. So, first, we have a Brian Fellows scene from Saturday Night Live. And this scene features Res Vicent as Brian Fellows, Hex Hot Stuff as his guest, and then Aya Protects the Toothpaste is doing the little introduction, and Sasuya is playing the evil goat. So, take it away, guys.
Brian Fellows is not an accredited zoologist. Nor does he hold an advanced degree in any of the environmental sciences. He is simply an enthusiastic young man with a 6th grade education and an abiding love for all God's creatures. Share his love tonight on
Brian Fellows Safari Planet.
Good evening and welcome to Brian Fellows Safari Planet. I'm Brian Fellows. Tonight we're going to meet some animals who aren't cute or cuddly. They're weird. And I'm very excited and a little scared. So let's get going. Our first guest enjoys eating tin cans and whatnot. Please welcome a goat. And who are you?
I'm Heather Rosenfeld of the Mid-Vermont Animal Allies Educational Cooperative in Rutland.
Of the what?
The Mid-Vermont Animal Allies Educational Cooperative in Rutland.
I'm Brian Fellows.
Yes, I know.
That goat is weird.
This is Thunder. She's a spotted milking goat. And she was birthed during a severe rainstorm. Hence the name.
He has devil eyes.
Well, it's actually a she, Dr. Fellow. Or a doe in goat talk.
Goats can talk? That's crazy.
Well, what I mean by goat talk is the lingo that goaters like myself use. Of course goats can't talk.
That's what I said.
Yeah, they can't talk.
I bet if this goat could talk, he would say things like curse words and call people doo-doo head and sing naughty songs. He's weird.
Well, it's a she.
I'm Brian Fellows.
I know.
He just smiled at me. The devil goat smiled at me. Take him away.
All right. Come on, Thunder.
I know goats can't talk, but they can smile, and I don't like that. Sorry. Our next guest is very special. Please welcome a miniature horse. And who are you?
This is Apples. She's a miniature horse, and she's one of our rescued animals. She was saved from a circus fire after some clown set fire to some oily rags and burned down the big top. Unfortunately, the monkeys weren't so lucky.
I'm Brian Fellows.
Hello.
That's the biggest dog I've ever seen. What's wrong with that dog?
It's actually not a dog. It's a miniature horse.
I want to see that dog catch a frisbee.
Well, sometimes people mistake him for a pony, but he's never a dog.
Remember that weird goat?
Yeah.
He had the devil's eyes. I hope he's gone.
Well, as I was saying,
hey,
there's
it's
an interesting
me.
Difference between
Devil
a pony
goat.
And a miniature horse like
you
Apples
think goats
here.
Can't talk, don't you, Brian Fellows? That's why everyone calls you a doo-doo head. Brian Fellows a doo-doo head! Ah!
Did you just tell me to shut up?
No, I was talking to that goat.
What goat?
I'm Brian Fellow.
I know that. I'm Heather, and we're talking about my miniature horse, Apples.
If that goat is still here, I'm gonna wait outside his dressing room and just kill him.
That's terrible. Hurting a little goat?
Can I bring your dog with me to help me trick that goat? Well, that's all the time we have for today. Join me next time when we are gonna meet a tree frog. That's funny. A tree frog. I'm Brian Fellow.
Our first real scene of the night, Trick-a-Tree.
Ah, yay.
I'm so relieved to get all the mixing over with.
I know the feeling, buddy.
Yeah. So, Trick-a-Tree picked more dramatic things for you guys to do, and I picked, like, stuff like this. I figure I'll challenge you guys later.
I'm getting it out of the way already. It'll weed out the weak ones.
How do I want to critique this, Trick-a-Tree? How do you want to do this?
I don't know. I was wondering if you had a structure, and then I was going to build off of that structure.
I'm going to critique the actors one by one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Rest of Ascent. Using this voice was not a good choice. Like, I cast you because I thought that it would work for you if you just used your voice. I didn't tell you that. Like, I didn't give anybody any notes because I wanted to see what you guys did with it. And that's cool, but it would have been cool if maybe you did one set of takes with your voice normal and then one set of takes with making that choice that you made. Like, being as young as you are, I think a voice like that just doesn't sound real at all, and it really took me out of the scene. And your lines are a little bit stiff as well. That's my opinion. What do you think about Respicent?
What did I think about Respicent? Well,
yeah.
I have to say, being that my only experience working with Respicent is hearing his adorable little voice, that was very strange. Well, except for that one thing where... Anyway, I would have liked more enunciation. Because you put on this voice, your enunciation lost itself a little bit, too. Mm-hmm. And then...
And since, like, the only thing I've ever heard you do was your voice you auditioned with your monologue, it would have been cool if you did some takes with that voice.
Mm-hmm. And then, because you were putting on that, like, very machismo sort of voice, it probably came off a little more wooden as opposed to funny, which sucks, because I could see where you were going with it, and it was, like, occasionally funny, but... Yeah.
I've just noticed the whole time in this competition when people have put on voices, I feel like their performance has suffered because of it, because they're concentrating on that voice.
Not everyone, and but most people, yeah.
Not everyone, that's true, but 95% of the people, mm-hmm. I would say. And then Hex Hot Stuff, your performance was really wooden sounding too, and I know you didn't have the best role, like, but you could have done a lot more with it, like... really made it a person and not just lines. Like, if you were describing this goat on television, and if you worked with animals and that was, like, your passion, you'd really be excited about them. And
mm-hmm.
also, Brian Fellow is really weird, and you didn't seem, like, put off or affected by it at all. It was just kind of like you were reading the lines. So even if you get a role that you aren't into, I want you to really do what you can with it. I think that with the one line that she had that she's not even being judged on and that she just did, like, randomly last minute, Sassy, you completely... stole the scene from both you guys with just that one line, and that's bad, considering it was a 3-minute scene, and her line was like 3 seconds long. So, what about Hex Hot Stuff? Did you want to say something about her?
I didn't really have much to say, as I kind of agree with you very much. This scene, it just didn't grab me at all, and it's their fault.
I think that there's more to Hex Hot Stuff. Like, I feel like there's more to you, Hex Hot Stuff. And I thought that in the audition, I thought that. And then just, I'm not seeing it. It's making me sad because I keep, like, pulling you into the competition and then it's not going anywhere. And then I keep wanting to give you another chance. And then
mm-hmm.
I say I keep wanting to. I've only done this once.
I know, Dylan. Like, what the hell? You're making it seem like it's a...
That's true. You've only let me down the one time. So maybe I'm being a little harsh. This was not an epic win for me, so I wouldn't count on this scene being one of the ones that's called safe. But I could be wrong. Everybody else could be much worse. We'll see.
I don't know. I'd like to hope at least one of my scenes beat this.